Congratulations, you made it through the basics. You made it through basic training and you're on and you're ready to get started with No Money Down. Part two, we're going to talk about no nonsense, no and low money down formulas. So we'll start with a question. Is it really possible to buy a house with no money and no credit? The answer, believe it or not, is yes. Absolutely yes. There are tons and tons of poor kids just like me who started with absolutely nothing, and they made all kinds of money, starting with nothing. Now, as wonderful as this sounds, folks, I don't want to oversell you on the idea. You can do deals, even good deals, with no money and no credit, but it's harder. I mean, face it, folks, there's nothing more appealing to a seller than a buyer who's got a fistful of cash. Now, I'm not saying this to discourage you. I just want you to be realistic. I know that there's a lot of so-called real estate gurus out there who make all kinds of claims. They draw up all these crazy scenarios that require all the stars to be lined in just the right way. And then, lo and behold, boom, no money down, right? To me, chasing these kind of deals is a waste of time. And it's too bad, too, because a lot of people, good people just like you, have bought these packages and got discouraged in a hurry. Folks, I'm not going to let that happen to you. The strategies I've identified here in this course are not pie in the sky. They are real-life, no-nonsense ways to buy houses starting with almost nothing. Now, you notice that I said almost nothing. That's because a lot of my strategies do require a little bit of cash, $100, $1,000. I've included these strategies for two reasons. One, because after you do your first deal, you're going to have some money. Right? And secondly, I'd rather just tell it to you like it is than bend some crazy scenario so I can say, see, absolutely no money down. Besides that, folks, if you're not willing to spend $1,000 to make 10 or 20, well, I mean, shoot. What do you want me to do for you? What I do know, folks, is that these strategies work. And I know because I have personally used every single one of them. All right, here we go. Okay, first technique I want to talk about is flipping, and I also call it how to turn $100 into $10,000 in 30 days or less. I say that because I've done that. I've done that and then some. In fact, I actually did a quick lesson on the infomercial you may recall about flipping, and this is one of the best ways to start to generate cash, starting with absolutely nothing. And it's also called contract assignments. You assign the contract to another buyer. It's affectionately known as flipping because you sell the houses before you even take title, before you ever take title. You flip them, you sell them. Here's how it works. Let's say Joe is selling his house for $30,000. The house is a little rough, but it will sell in the 50s when it's fixed up. So I go to Joe and I explain I can only give him 25 grand. He agrees, and we sign a contract. Now, I then take that contract, and I immediately go shopping for another buyer. A couple weeks later, I find my buyer. His name is Tom, let's say, and he's willing to give me $28,000. From there, I sign a contract with Tom, and we set a date to close. Okay, so now what do I have? I have two contracts, don't I? One that says I agree to buy the house from Joe for 25 grand, and another that says I agree to sell to Tom for 28,000. When we go to the closing table, all three of us are going to be there. Joe, the original seller, me, the middle guy, and Tom, the ultimate buyer. Now, Tom, follow me, is the only guy who brings in a check. And he comes in with how much? 28,000, right? Well, Joe's going to get the first 25 because that's what I promised to pay him, and then I get the remaining three. Now, the title company or the lawyer who's closing the deal will work as the escrow agent, and they're going to divide the money up however the two contracts dictate. In the end, Joe signs the deed directly over to Tom. I never took title, and I never spent a dime of my own money. That's right. I never took title, and I never spent a dime. All I did was I found the deal, and then I found a buyer who wanted it and was willing to pay a little more for it. Am I blowing your mind? All right, watch it again in slow motion. Okay, step one, I sign a contract to buy Joe's house. I agree to give him $25,000 when we close. Step two, I find another buyer for the house, Tom. Tom agrees to pay me $28,000. Step three, when we close, Tom is the only guy that brings in the check. He brings it in for $28,000, what he agrees to pay. I bring in nothing. And then step four, the title company divides the money. $25,000 to Joe, $3,000 to me. So how can I get away with that? Well, I can do it with two little words that I put in my original purchase contract. My contract says I agree to buy or assign to another party. Or assign means that I can get anybody I want to perform on the contract that my original contract. I can get anybody I want to perform on that thing, and I'm assigning them my right to buy the property. And anything I can get the new buyer to pay me over and above my original purchase price is mine to keep. Let's call it an assignment fee. To do assignments, you're going to want to see the simple assignment contract in your workbook. And it's very simple. It's basically just a little separate piece of paper. It's a contract addendum, if you will. And it says, I agree that to give Tom or Joe, whoever it was, to buy this house, he has the absolute right to exercise my contract. And that's all it says, really. And then it identifies the fee for X amount. Okay, now, in some states, they will not let you do these assignments. That's not a problem. In this case, what you have to do is what's called a simultaneous close or a double closing. In a simultaneous closing, what happens is that the title company closes the property twice at the same time. In other words, they first transfer the deed from Joe, the original seller, and they transfer it to me, and then from me to Tom. In this case, Tom is still the only one who brings in a check. The only difference here is that the deed actually went into my name for just a minute. Now, when you do a simultaneous closing, you don't need a special assignment contract. You just use two normal purchase contracts. And that's it. That's all there is to it.